Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, a good opportunity on this edition of Basic Gospel at 844-322-2742. If you have that Bible question, some troublesome issue in your life that you'd like to discuss, the lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742. In the U.S. and Canada, that's a toll-free number. It is Basic Gospel, and Bob, the conference is now history, but it was great to see some old, longtime friends, not really old, but longtime friends, and see some and meet some new ones as well this past Saturday and Friday night and Saturday.
We had a great time, as we said, leading up to the conference. It was going to be a deep dive into the grace of God, and that's exactly what we did. And we had just a wonderful time of fellowship. There were some light bulb moments, I think, for people as they really saw what Christ had done, the fullness of what Christ had accomplished for them through his death, burial, and resurrection. And these conferences are fantastic because they put all the pieces together.
Yeah.
Like I said, you go to a Sunday church service, you go week after week after week, and each sermon is just a little nugget of truth and some practical application. And but taking that deep dive and kind of really looking at everything that Christ has done, and then asking questions so that you can really make it real in your
mm-hmm.
life.
Right.
Just puts all those big pieces together, and you see how it all fits, and it just makes so much sense. And then we have the opportunity to end that with the Lord's Supper, and that's just always a beautiful time to celebrate what Christ has done, to remember his death, and to pronounce his death. And in pronouncing it, we're pronouncing that we're forgiven people and that we're members of the body of Christ, connected by the love of God, living life together in this new covenant.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful picture of the reality that we experience in Christ.
Truly is. And if any of those of you who are were at the conference would like to call in and just share a little bit of your experience, we'd love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. And friends, this month's donor gift is a DVD by Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. By the way, it was good to have Richard there at the conference.
Yes, it was.
I have had him do one of the sessions, and it was a good new exposure for many of those that were at the conference, and we were glad he was there. But anyway, Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and this product, this resource is called Your Living Hope, which poses and answers the question, how do you stay strong and true when you are in Jesus Christ? Well, it's the September gift to everyone who supports Basic Gospel this month, so click donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy of Your Living Hope. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had several calls and emails that came in over the last few days. Let's go ahead and listen to one right now.
Hi, this is Tina in Baltimore. I had a question about Proverbs talking about answer a fool according to his folly, but then it says don't answer the fool. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that. Thank you so very much, and thank you for your wonderful ministry.
Well, Tina, thanks for that question. It is seemingly a contradictory verse. It's Proverbs 26. Verses 4 and 5, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself. And then the next verse says this, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. So one verse is protecting you from being sucked in to his argument mm-hmm. and arguing at his level, so becoming a fool in trying to argue. So that's for your benefit. And then the next one says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. So in this particular verse, he's saying expose his foolishness for his benefit.
Right.
So you don't want to be sucked into his argument. You don't want to become a fool in trying to address a fool's folly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that.
No.
So protect yourself. But don't let the person continue in his foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
So do something for his good, for his benefit. So that's what those two verses are saying. Don't be pulled in his foolishness, but expose his foolishness so that he can see the truth in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Once again, it is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. And if you have an opportunity to call right now, we'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. This call as well came in over the weekend, Bob.
Hi. If you don't have the Holy Spirit and you're truly sorry for your sins, are you going to hell?
Well, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not a Christian. That's Romans 8:9 says this, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you." So the definition of a Christian is somebody in whom the Spirit of God dwells. Mm-hmm. So when we come to Christ, when we receive Christ, when that gospel message hits our heart and we hear the good news of Jesus, that he died for our sins, according to scriptures, that he was buried and on the third day he was raised back to life. When that message hits our hearts and we respond in faith, we're saved. Now, what does that mean? We cross over from death to life. We receive the forgiveness that Jesus has provided. We receive, we're given his righteousness. So he takes our sin and in exchange gives us his righteousness. He makes us fully alive in Christ, and then he sends his Spirit to take up residence in us. So we see, for example, in Galatians 4:5, that God has sent his Spirit into our hearts, by which we cry, Abba, Father. Mm-hmm. So to be a Christian means you have the Spirit of God living inside of you. You can't be a Christian if you don't have the Spirit of God living in you.
Yeah.
So you can be sorry for your sins and all of that sort of stuff. But if you're just remorseful and never have received Christ, then you're still dead in your sins. So what is the solution? To believe, to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, call upon the name of the Lord, and you will be saved, and you will receive the gift of God's Spirit, and you will be made fully alive in Christ. So this is all about Jesus. Salvation is all about Jesus. It's not about us being sorry for our sins. It's not about us doing this, that, or anything else. This salvation is a free gift.
Sure.
So we simply receive it. It is by grace through faith in Jesus. And as that happens in our lives, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we're born again, made new in Christ Jesus, new creations.
Yes, indeed. Well, Bob, I want you to talk a little bit about this particular resource that we are offering our donors this month. I talked about it a little bit, but we didn't really get into it. But tell us a little bit more about that particular resource and how our listeners get it.
Well, it is just really a very practical resource, and it's timely. It's relevant to where we are in human history and what's going on in our culture today. So right now, politicians, pundits, all of these folks are asking the question, are you on the right side of history?
Mm-hmm.
And what they mean by that is this, are you blending in with the progressive movements that are being made today? Are you moving away from the biblical definition of marriage and embracing what's going on in this world? Are you okay with this, that, and the other?
Yeah.
As the progressive movement has laid it out. And we believers, we're being targeted,
mm-hmm.
and we're feeling external pressures to conform to the ways of this world. And we understand, as Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Well, Peter talks about that as well. To gird your minds, be sober and ready for the grace of God that's going to appear. And he says, don't give in to the former passions. So we have external pressures that are trying to cause us to conform to the ways of this world. And then we have the internal pressures of the flesh. That flesh that was once gratified in a certain way is wanting that gratification again and again and again.
Yeah.
And so it's constantly pressuring us from the inside. And so we have external pressures, internal pressures. And so how do we live out who we are as children of God? And that's what this series is all about. It's very practical. It enables you, empowers you to really understand who you are first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
and then to be able to live by faith and express this new identity, this fact that you're a new creation in this world of darkness.
It's called Your Living Hope, and it's our gift back to you just to say thanks for your contribution, for your support of Basic Gospel as we move forward month by month. Again, you can donate at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. Open lines 844-322-2742. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's talk to Cindy calling from Michigan, listening to us on WMUZ. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
How are you today? Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Oh, I'm fine. When I go to, how are you today?
Doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. I just wondered, when we say the prayer at church that we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died for us and was raised from the dead, does that mean we have the Holy Spirit in us?
Well, if you're a believer, Cindy, if you've confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you're saved. And if you're saved, it means you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. You can't be a Christian if you don't have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. So God makes you alive together with Christ. You receive the forgiveness of sins. You were declared righteous, declared holy, made perfect in his sight. All of those things happen so that God can send his Spirit to take up residence in you. So the moment you receive Jesus, you were given the gift of the Holy Spirit, and now God's Spirit indwells you, and he's going to be there forever. So you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. So there's a great passage in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, Cindy, that talks about the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Paul says this, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory." So God's Spirit came to live inside of you, and that is your guarantee that when you die, when you take your last breath, you're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So does that make sense to you? So you know you have the Holy Spirit living in you?
Well, as long as I believe in my heart, which I do, then I am saved. And I thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Cindy. And one last note, once you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that's going to be a permanent reality for you. When you believe that, you went from death to life. And so that's a permanent reality. And God saved you, and God is going to preserve you and keep you. That's his job. That's his role. That's his commitment to you, his promise, his pledge, and he's going to be faithful to it. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
You're so welcome, Cindy. Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Georgetown, Texas, and talk to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm well. question. This is something my family and I, we've debated every now and then when we get to talking about it. But if you were to die today, or those that have died 1,000 years ago, where do you reside, whether you're Christian or not? Where do you reside before Judgment Day?
Well, if you're a believer, then you're going to be with Christ, absent from the body and present for present with the Lord. So that's the good news for the believer. I think the unbeliever is just going to be held in a, you know, the lower regions of Hades. And then at a point in time, they're going to be called forth and stand judgment. So that's where they are. But for believers, for you and me, we're absent from the body and present with the Lord. So Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, he says this: "It is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." So we understand that for you and me as believers in Christ, death is gain. Well, what does that mean? Well, if I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. "Yet which shall I choose? I cannot tell. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." So what happens when we depart these bodies? We go to be with Christ. Now, that's good news. Does that make sense?
Good. Thank you for that. It does. One last question to that is, us as believers, us as Christians, on Judgment Day, we are still going to be judged, correct? Even if we are in heaven, yes?
Well, and the judgment is you've received life. You have Christ, so you have life, and that's it. So it's, yeah, so sins have been dealt with, haven't they?
Yes.
Yes, so that's, we're not going to have to view all of our sins on a big video screen in heaven, and all of heaven see that as well. All that judgment went upon Christ. God condemns sin and sinful man in Christ Jesus. So that's all been dealt with. And in this new covenant, God remembers our sins no more. So when you read that in Hebrews 10, it's a great truth. And then you see the reality of that in Hebrews 11, when he tells the story of all the saints of old, and it's a story of faith. He commends each and every one of them for their faith and never drags up a single sin that any one of them committed. And boy, did they have some sins. They were on the honor roll of sinners in the Old Testament, and yet their story, when God tells it in chapter 11, is a story of faith, and that's how God's going to tell your story as well. It's going to be a story of faith in Jesus Christ.
That's good news.
It is great.
Gentlemen,
news.
I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Good to hear from you.
Sure, glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
Call anytime, my friend.
Friends, we invite you to stay connected with God's love every day through Basic Gospel. Other than the radio broadcast, one of the very best ways to stay connected is through the daily devotional. Through it, you'll be encouraged to live every day in God's love and grace. And you can subscribe right now today at basicgospel.net/subscribe. The devotional is free and comes straight to your phone, your computer, or other device every single day. Again, that's you can visit basicgospel.net/subscribe and sign up free for the Basic Gospel Daily Devotional. Well, Bob, we had this question that came in from Manuel. He says, Jesus demonstrated a strong frame of a man. How can we retain that frame with women so that women don't lose respect since the divorce rate is so high?
Well, that's a great question, Manuel, and certainly appreciate you asking that. And, you know, what the Bible says for those of us who are husbands, Christian husbands, is that we're to love our wives as Christ loved the church. Mm-hmm. So for us, we need a firm foundation in the love of God. And we need to come to that point that we're absolutely convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God, as Paul was. And that's going to give us some confidence in this world and empower us to love our wives as Christ has loved us. So if you want to have a strong foundation, if you want to be have a strong framework, so to speak, and how you laid out the question there, then your roots need to grow deep in the Lord Jesus. His roots grew deep in the love of his Father. And it was the love of the Father that compelled him, that moved him, that motivated him, that constrained him. It was the love of God that compelled Paul and constrained Paul. We see that in Peter as well. I mean, Peter went against all the Jewish laws to take the gospel to the Gentiles. They were forbidden from entering a Gentile house. And yet he marched right into Cornelius's house and told him the good news. And so we need to be firmly grounded in the love of God that has been expressed to us in Christ Jesus. So Paul, for example, in the book of Ephesians, he has an incredible prayer in chapter 1 about having insight and wisdom to know the power that we have as believers in Christ and the inheritance that we have in him. We see in chapter 3 this incredible prayer where Paul is saying, I want the Spirit to strengthen you in your inner being so that you, along with all the saints, can know the height and length and depth and breadth of the love of God, and to know this love that passes knowledge, mm-hmm. that becomes experiential, that comes a part of your way of life, that you are walking in truth and walking in the very love of God. So that's how we become strong men, not based on worldly metrics, mm-hmm. but based on what the Word of God has to say. And it's then that we have something that we can give to our wives, loving them as Christ loved the church.
Manuel, thanks for reaching out. And Bob, I think we have time for this question from B, who is a YouTube viewer. She says, my friend says he accepted Jesus for his brother, who was on life support and eventually died. I didn't get to tell him that it's not possible. Are there any verses, by the way, that discuss every man accepting Jesus for himself?
Well, there's a lot of verses that talk about the fact that we're all going to give an account. For example, Matthew 12:36 says this, but I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. So we see that everybody is going to stand for their sins if they're lost. Now, those of us who are saved, our sins have been dealt with at the cross. Yeah. As a matter of fact, all the world's sins have been dealt with.
True.
But there's one sin, and that sin of unbelief. And every person has to have that sin taken care of. And that's taken care of when we go from death to life, and that spiritual life that I'm talking about. So we come into this world dead spiritually, and when we receive Christ, we're made alive spiritually. So no one can do that for anyone else. Yeah. It's always an individual reality.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, thank you for that, and B, thank you for reaching out. Thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow at the same time, and I hope you're going to be here as well. In the meantime, if you have a question, or something pops into your mind before tomorrow's broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742, and you'll probably hear it answered on tomorrow's broadcast. Again, that's 844-322-2742. If you'd rather write your question, you can send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Friends, also, your donations to Basic Gospel help keep this good news coming on your station and online. And when you give in September, we'll send you our DVD called Your Living Hope. It's our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry of the grace in the Lord Jesus Christ called Basic Gospel. Again, donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift and receive your copy of Your Living Hope. Again, please donate at basicgospel.net. Remember, too, a great way to stay connected with Basic Gospel is through the daily devotional, and you could subscribe right now at basicgospel.net/subscribe. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.